To talk this morning with Nolan Jones and also Melissa Jenkins. Nolan is co-chair for the Washington County Wellness Initiative and Suicide Prevention Coalition. Good morning, Nolan. Nice to have you today.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I know that Melissa will begin to help us out, but I want to start with you. You and I have talked for 18 to 24 months off and on with the Suicide Prevention Coalition. We started, I don't remember the exact numbers, but with a pretty high Washington County rate, I believe twice the national average, if memory serves correctly. We're making progress, but we got more to go.
That's correct. And back at the time when we were 22, that was, as you said, that's twice what the national average was. And in the latest numbers that we see is about the year 2014, I believe, and we're down to 18 point something. So we are making progress. We're trying hard on some things we're talking or will be talking about here today. And we need your efforts and your awareness of those. And maybe we can get the Washington County to where it comes right on down. One thing that's really interesting for you, for me, is the every 12 and a half minutes, someone dies in America from suicide. And that means that every 13 minutes, there's 22 people, they estimate, that are friends, families, people who are going to carry that burden for some time in their lives, trying to understand the whys and the wheres and how do we avoid that and how do we improve it. And that's what we're here to talk about a little bit today.
And Nolan, when it comes to suicide, it's a decision frequently made when someone is alone, but there are signs, there are symptoms, there are things they say or do that can indicate that maybe somebody's got some trouble. And I know part of what you've been talking about with the QPR initiative is just that. Be aware, be a friend, and be willing to talk to somebody.
Yes, Charlie, the QPR that we're working with right now is they've had this as a goal that we would teach and instruct the QPR classes to 25% of the adults in Washington County. The last numbers I have looked up on that is 3,000 of them that we've done so far over the last several years, and we're still working on that. That question, or that's QPR, is for question, persuade, and refer. When a person gets just that last straw that comes on their back and they've had bad times or whatever is in their mind taking over for them, they're going to act the role just like they always have. And whenever we see them and deal with them and communicate with them on a daily basis, our families and our friends in the community, we may not see a difference, but we're going to try to show you how, if we take the time and have some training, that we can see many of the risks that are associated with people who are planning to commit or to do the suicide. And now the efforts that we can make as individuals, that's you and I out there as we see people, is to be able to identify that when we see it and try not to walk by it. The fact that we can, if no more than we just say good morning with a smile, I've heard from several people who are in this field that's enough to get them up for the day. They've been down so bad that just a smile and a how are you doing, and you look like you might be a little bit troubled. What's on your mind? And just start giving them the time of day and help them. Be a good listener for a little bit and let them talk. And it will usually give you opportunity, because they're looking for that last-ditch effort to avoid doing what they're thinking about.
Right.
And so please grab hold of that and help us and come participate with us, and so we can get this QPR around the county, and you can use it anywhere in the world, just like CPR. CPR, you know something's wrong, and so you start assessing it, looking at it, talking to them, working with them. Same principle with QPR. They do, and if we learn these risks that make them a little bit more likely that they are contemplating the bad issue, is it will help. And perhaps you can use it just one time in your family or your friends, and it'll be worth every effort of it.
Well, and again, just like CPR, it's a matter of being prepared. It's a matter of going through it. And I'm going to use the CPR illustration because it's a good one. Once you feel confident that you've practiced enough on that plastic dummy, that if you were in the situation, hopefully you would step forward and actually do it. But I don't see you using any plastic dummies.
No. And so it's quite a learning process. And we're going to have a couple classes starting the 1st of August that we're working on through one of the local, through the Redeemer Lutheran Church. And we'll have a couple of those classes, and we have some others that a little bit too early to put out information on, but we definitely will be gearing up for that again here, and we'll be starting that the 1st of the month with some of the groups. And if you have any information, or you have a group that wants to get involved in this and it's of interest to you, ask around and see. Usually when we have a group, we'll ask them how many in the room have been negatively affected by suicide in your family or friends. And usually that far exceeds the 50% level, usually much higher. Mm-hmm. And so we all know it, and we all need to know and want to know how to make it best for them and solve a problem instead of walking by. So give us a call if you're interested in any of that. My telephone number is 335-7961. And we'll also give you some contact numbers, or you can use the website for Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition.com and get to the right numbers. And QPR, we're hoping to get that going again real soon here. The other thing that we're going to, that we're really tied up in right now, is once a year we have a summit. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be our fourth summit, where we invite experts in the trade to come and educate our EMTs and our counselors and those type people, plus anyone that wants to come. We'll have a day starting, will be on September 9. That's National Suicide Prevention Week. September 9 is a Friday. We'll be at the Barsville Community Center during the day, and we'll be having where we can, you'll get CEUs for your class time that you can use if those of you who are professionals that need that to get your yearly quota. And we'd love to have you to come down and help us. And then that night we will have a special community event for 2 hours, and this expert we have coming in, her name is Sally Spencer Thomas, and I'll save that for Melissa, because she has seen her in action at several of the committee at the big prevention group meetings, and so we'll let her talk about that.
Okay. Good morning, Melissa Jenkins. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. I'm really grateful to be here and be able to share some important information with our community this morning.
Well, the method, the route, so to speak, of suicide varies from individuals, from one of your last year's speaker jumping off of a bridge to driving into another car and it just looks like another auto accident, to drugs, to probably more things than I can think of.
Absolutely. And that you were talking about Kevin Hines.
Yep.
And Kevin jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived that suicide attempt, which is very, very rare. And he was quite inspiring.
Yeah.
Is the word I would
Jimmy
describe.
And Jimmy Stewart. You know?
Exactly right. Jimmy Stewart. I love that story.
It's a good story.
Yeah. But just to tell you a little bit about Sally, I had the opportunity to see her in Oklahoma City, and she's out of the Denver, Colorado area. And Sally is a clinical psychologist. And one of the things that she developed is called man therapy. And we know that when you talk about methods of suicide, unfortunately, men complete suicide at a much greater rate. They typically use firearms mm-hmm. as the leading method, and then followed closely by suffocation, typically by hanging. Sally Spencer Thomas's group wanted to be able to try to reach out to men in a way that makes it not so threatening. Because, right, men aren't always that eager to talk about feelings or what's going on inside, right? You guys can tell me more about that.
It's just not the way we're wired, usually.
Yeah. And so we will have a full day schedule with Sally, plus an evening presentation. But she will talk about man therapy and how men can actually access this online at mantherapy.org. And there's Dr. Rich Mahogany is the doctor that he's actually fictional, but very funny and engaging, and actually you can do what's called a 16-point, I don't know the engine lingo the way I should, but 16-point head inspection.
Okay.
And men can actually click on that and answer questions, and they give them an actual informational profile. But boy, Dr. Mahogany, he does yoga and he does meditation in a way that you've probably never seen before.
Yeah, and you're right on, and I know it's partially stereotype, but it's based largely in fact that men tend to, in their suicide attempts, do more instantly violent things, whether it's firearms or knives or that sort of thing. Ladies tend to be a little bit more subtle in general and do drugs or other things that would take a little bit longer to work, I guess.
That's exactly right. So I want to talk a little bit more about women and suicide, but we also want to make sure that, you know, this is the first at Community Connection that we're talking about the summit with Sally Spencer Thomas. So you all will be hearing much more about that.
Okay.
And we want you to mark that on your calendar for Friday, September 9.
9-9, that'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And easy to remember. Speaking of easy to remember, we're going to take a break, and we will continue and give you some details on suicide rates, how you can get involved and be a friend when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Spent a little bit of time talking with Nolan Jones and Melissa Jenkins and, in general, the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition. But, Melissa, you're starting to give us some new information on everything from, I'll say specifically drug use and suicide in general.
Yes, what I wanted to share today is that there is a link between suicide and what we call an opioid epidemic in the country, in the state of Oklahoma, and also in Washington County. There's been a tremendous increase in prescriptions for opioid analgesics, and the rise in lethal overdoses and in suicides is something that we're seeing. The FDA reported that from 2000 to 2009, the number of prescriptions for opioids filled at outpatient pharmacies went from 175 million to over 250 million. And actually, Nolan and I went to a workshop series in Tulsa, and they were telling us about the United States use of opioids, weren't they, Nolan?
Yes, they were, and how radical increase that is. And so a lot of the facts that they showed was back in 2008, but for the other information that we're talking about current day, we're probably twice those numbers, and they were drastic in 2008.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they said the United States consumes 80% of all the opioids in the world, and that's enough for every individual in our country to have a bottle of painkillers.
Well, and I know physicians are being encouraged to you know, think twice when they prescribe those typically Schedule III drugs, think twice about the quantity don't write for 50 if 10 will do the job.
Absolutely. The CDC released new prescribing guidelines for providers. And one of the rises in this problem became when pain was indicated as a vital sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we also know is that according to the Centers for Disease Control, from 1999 to 2010, the number of people dying from overdoses of opioids in the U.S. And we know that drug overdose is the most common method of suicide attempts And of completed suicide in women. And there's a connection between chronic pain and depression, and between both of these and suicide. So one of the responses to this ever-growing problem, the Washington County Wellness Initiative, part of our role in our community is to study and assess our community. And just as we discovered at the time that suicide was the leading cause of death, we've also discovered that according to population, Washington County has the second highest overdose rate in Oklahoma.
And I'm sure part of that is simply because geographically we are the smallest county in the state. So, you know, one or two incidents for us would be the same as, I don't know the number, 5, 10, or for, let's say, Tulsa County. So
Absolutely, when we're looking at rates.
Yeah.
And so in response to that, we are very grateful to the Cherokee Nation. The Cherokee Nation received what's called a Strategic Prevention Framework, Partners for Success grant funding, as well as the state of Oklahoma. The state of Oklahoma received funding for 13 communities across Oklahoma, and the Cherokee Nation received funding for 11 counties, and Washington County is one of those counties. And so we're beginning to launch a big campaign to provide awareness about the problem and what we're seeing in our county. Some of the facts that I just want you to think about too is that a baby is born every 25 minutes suffering from opioid addiction. That's a really tough thing to think about.
That is rough to start life out that way because of substances that your mother ingested.
Absolutely. In addition, another issue that we're concerned about is 20% of childhood prescription drug poisonings involved a grandparent's medication. And so we've been studying this for the past year pretty intensely, and we know that there's been an increase to the ERs in the number of overdose poisonings. Those have nearly quadrupled. Here's a thing that people don't think about, and we've lost some people in our county that just breaks my heart, that young people, 24 years of age or younger, and certainly our seniors as well because of the medication issues there. But when a lot of people don't understand that when you're taking antibiotics or you're taking anxiety medication, or if you mix any of these with alcohol and you're taking an opioid painkiller like OxyContin, Vicodin, things like that, it shuts your respiratory system down and you die. It's tragic.
There's a nice little typically yellow label on that prescription bottle says don't take this with alcohol, but who reads them?
Yeah. Exactly, right? Yeah. And especially, I think, sometimes our younger population aren't always as apt to read those kinds of things. Plus, people share medications without thinking about it. And we want them to stop doing that. And so part of we'll be looking at raising awareness in our community about this issue. We are going to prevent overdose deaths due to opioid misuse and abuse, as well as suicide deaths.
Okay. One of the real scary situations that they showed on a overhead was that this is back in 2008 again, there were 15,000 prescription painkiller deaths. And for every death, there are 32 people who actually are going to the emergency room but have not died because of the overdose. And there's also been, for each one of those deaths again, 130 people who abuse or are dependent upon those drugs. And then the one that just blew my socks off is that for every death, there are 825 non-medical users. And if you apply that to our population and so forth, that's saying that there are 12 million people in our country who are taking non-medical users, and they're using most of the prescription drugs that are coming out. They're hitting the street, and that's where we're seeing the problems. They're filtering down with no age limits and all that type of thing, and it's something that has to be corrected. They've got a system in place now that their pharmacies are doing a lot better as far as requiring the doctors to check records on us as individuals before they will fill those, and they're working it right now. They're going to hook it up July 27th this month.
Okay. Only because we're running short on time, and I want to tie this up and get people where they can get more information and, more importantly, get involved.
Okay. Well, the Washington County Wellness Initiative does have a website, www.wcwiok.org. Under Need Support, right on that front page, you can click on that, and it takes you to all of our work groups, the Suicide Prevention Coalition, also the Washington County Anti-Drug Network. Both of those coalitions are working hand-in-hand to fight this epidemic, and they meet once a month, and you can look on our website to find that information. You can also call 918-335-3056. That's the Wellness Initiative number that gets you to typically to me. I typically answer that.
Unless you're here.
Yes, unless I'm here. But one big thing I want to tell you, too, that we've been finding very promising is an overdose reversal drug called Naloxone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, brand name Narcan.
Narcan, yeah. Absolutely. Emergency responders typically carry that. One of the big strategies in Oklahoma and across the country is to get that into the hands of family members. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many deaths have been reversed due to that. I know that their Oklahoma passed legislation for a standing prescription, mm-hmm. which allows naloxone to be purchased at pharmacies. Here, typically, I know Walgreens does provide that, and some other local pharmacies are willing to do that as well.
Without checking, I would probably say any of the local pharmacies would step forward, but I don't have that in fact. Yeah. I'm just assuming, knowing who they are. So.
And could I add one disclaimer to that, that for those who read that, or heard that as a solution to reverse it, does not take the seriousness away from this and may not work for you as far as a reversal if that's what you want to do and repeat your drug activity.
No, and like any other narcotic antagonist, Narcan is not 100% effective all the time. So,
absolutely. It's just one of the strategies. Yeah. Many are safely disposing. We have a medication drop box at the Barnesville Police Department. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these things are going to be educating our community on what to do.
Okay. Thank you so much. And again, Nolan, I know that there is a local, more importantly, a national phone number. If people just want to get that, I know it's an 800 and ends in talk, but I don't remember the rest of it. So, or maybe it's an 888 number. But
it's 1-800-273-TALK or
8255.
Okay. Thank you very much. And again, if you'd like to help out, get a hold of the folks at the Suicide Prevention Coalition. They will get you instructed on QPR and get you involved in the process. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint and by First Baptist Church.
There's an old joke or story that a preacher preached a lesson on being in the Lord's army. After the sermon, as people were filing out of the building, the preacher was shaking their hands. And the preacher knew that one man had not been attending regularly. When the preacher shook his hand, he said to the man, "I haven't been seeing you much lately. Don't you want to serve God? Don't you want to be in the Lord's army?" The man simply replied, "I am in the Lord's army." The preacher then questioned the man further by saying, "Well, why don't we see you very much?" The man flatly stated, "I'm in the secret."